The Word of God tells us that the just shall live by faith. We are not just saved by faith, we must live by faith. And faith means obeying God when we don't feel like it, obeying God when we cannot understand, obeying God in spite of circumstances and in spite of consequences. But sometimes we're afraid. Now, fear and faith cannot live in the same heart. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Mark chapter 4, verse 40. In Genesis chapter 15, we find Abraham, the great man of faith. And yet this great man of faith is afraid. Genesis 15, 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward." How is it possible for this man Abram, or Abraham as we know him because his name was changed, how is it possible that he had fear in his heart when he was such a great man of faith? You see, God says to all of us, fear not. All believers can experience peace in their heart. There's no reason why we should be afraid. Now, you may have some fear in your heart today. Fear because of change, fear because of bad news, fear because of something that you think may happen. It might just be your own imagination. But this fear is real. And as we understand Abraham's situation, I think it will help us in our own situation. I'd like us to consider two aspects of Abraham's fear. First, the causes of his fear, and then the cure for his fear. What caused Abraham to be afraid, and what did God do to take away that fear? To begin with, I think that Abraham was afraid because it was a natural reaction to what he had been through in previous days. You'll recall in Genesis chapter 14, there was a war. This is the first war in the Bible. Four kings came down and attacked the kings of the cities of the plain, the five kings. And these four kings won. And they took captive all of the people from Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities. And, of course, included was Lot, Abraham's nephew. Well, when Abraham got the news that Lot had been taken a prisoner of war, immediately he armed his men, and they rode that night, and they attacked the enemy, and they won the battle. And they brought Lot back and all the other people and all the goods, and Abraham won the victory. You know, it has been said that a coward is afraid in the battle, but a hero is afraid after the battle. There's some truth to that. Abraham had been riding hard. He'd been directing the movements of his small army. He had been praying. He had faced some great testings. And now there was a letdown. It was a physical letdown, a mental letdown. You and I must remember that we're made of clay. We can't keep pushing ourselves, driving, working, and not suffer some of the consequences. There are natural emotional reactions to the crises of life. I think of Elijah, for example, on Mount Carmel, that tremendous all-day-long meeting when he was defying and defeating the enemy. And after it was all over, Elijah was weary and hungry and discouraged and afraid, and he ran away. Do not treat yourself as though you're made of steel. You're not made of steel. You are made of clay, and there are normal, natural reactions to the crises of life. As a pastor, I have seen this as I've tried to minister to people. Following a joyful event like a wedding, there's sometimes a letdown. Following a very sad event like a funeral. Following a move from one city to another. People are made of clay. And as a consequence, we have these normal reactions. But there was something else involved. There was the danger that these kings might return. Abraham had just a small army, and he was not able to fight five kings again and again and again. Of course, the Lord would help him. But there was the danger of the five kings returning. And then there was something else involved. It's very subtle, but it's very important. At the end of chapter 14 of Genesis, you'll recall that the king of Sodom came out and said to Abraham in verse 21, "Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself." Of course, the king of Sodom represents that which is evil. Sodom was an evil city. And the world always wants the person, and it always bargains to get persons. And here was an opportunity for Abraham to become very, very, very wealthy. He was already a rich man, but if he had been allowed to keep all of that loot from that war, my, what that would have meant. But Abraham said no. He said, I'm not going to take one thing from you, lest anybody say you have made Abraham rich. The only thing that Abraham received was the bread and the wine from Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who was a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a day or two passes, and the enemy says to Abraham, you were a fool to give up all that wealth. Abraham, you made the wrong decision. If you had only kept that wealth, it would have meant much more to you. I wonder if some of his soldiers may not have complained. Perhaps they came and said, you know, we would have been able to use that material wealth. And Abraham quietly had to say, no, I made a promise to God, the possessor of heaven and earth, the Most High God, that I wouldn't take a thread, even a shoestring, lest anybody would say, I have made Abram rich. The loss of reward, the possible, I don't like to use the word regret, but he's rethinking this thing. And the enemy's always there saying, Abraham, you made a mistake. So there was a danger on the outside. The enemy might attack. And there was a greater danger on the inside, covetousness. Abraham is saying, should I have taken some of that reward? Now, you and I face these same causes for fear. Sometimes we're afraid simply because of the natural reactions of life. We've been through some crises. We're weary. We have overstrained ourselves. But sometimes it's danger on the outside, and sometimes it's covetousness on the inside. Fear of man and a desire for things. Now, how did God cure his servant of this fear? Well, he came to him and spoke to him. The Word of God is the answer to the fear in our hearts. After these things, the Word of the Lord came unto Abram. Now, I understand from people who count these things that 239 times in the Old Testament, you'll find this phrase, the Word of the Lord came. You see, when God wants to comfort and strengthen his servant, he speaks to him. You see, when you and I become fearful, when life begins to tumble in on us, when we look back with regret and we look ahead with fear, that's the time to open the Word of God. That's the time to turn to the Word of God and let God speak to us. Because God alone is the one who is able to give us all that we need. I was noticing in Psalm 119, which is the great psalm about the Word of God, how much he has to say about this matter of the Word of God is all we need. God is all we need. Psalm 119, verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. You see that? When you hope in the Word of God, then you have a hiding place and you have a shield. Look at verse 115. Depart from me, ye evildoers. I will keep the commandments of my God. I can just hear Abraham saying that. I'm not going to worry about these kings. Depart from me, you evildoers. I'm hoping in the Word, and I'm trusting in the Word, and I am obeying the Word of God. And as far as the loot is concerned, Psalm 119, verse 162, the psalmist says this, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Abraham didn't want the spoil. He wanted only the Word of God. And when you have the Word of God, you don't need the material things of life. God will meet every need. So God's Word came to him. Lean upon the Word of God, not your feelings. Don't give in to your feelings. Just lean upon the Word of God. Now, what did God's Word say to Abram? I am. That's all we need. I am. Our Lord is the great I am. I am thy shield. So don't worry about those kings if they come back. I will protect you. And I am thy exceeding great reward. Don't worry about that loot. I am all that you need. I am the possessor of heaven and earth. I am your protection, thy shield. I am your provision, thy exceedingly great reward. One Hebrew scholar translates it like this, I am thy shield and thy reward very much. In other words, when you have God and when you have God's word, you don't have to be afraid. Abraham didn't have to be afraid of the men who would attack him because God was his shield. He didn't have to be afraid of losing any wealth because God is his reward, his provision. You see, this is the Old Testament version of Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When we have God's rule in our lives and God's righteousness in our lives, then we will enjoy God's protection and God's provision. Now, did you get that? I want to repeat it. When we have God's rule in our lives, seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness and his righteousness, then we will have God's protection, I am thy shield, and we'll have God's provision, I am thy exceedingly great reward. This ties in beautifully with something that is written in Hebrews chapter 13. And if you have your Bible handy, turn there to Hebrews chapter 13. It's such a beautiful parallel. Verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation or your behavior, your daily life, be without covetousness. Now, that was one of the problems Abraham was facing. Should I have kept that wealth? And be content with such things as ye have. Now, why? For he hath said, now there's the word of God, he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We have God's presence. I am. But verse 6 goes on to say, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Did you notice this? In verse 5, we have Abraham's problem on the inside, covetousness. Should I have kept that wealth? In verse 6, we have Abraham's problem on the outside, the fear of man. Those kings might come and attack. Now, you and I, as New Testament Christians, don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid about the material things of life. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When you have God, you have all that you need. We don't have to be afraid of what people may do to us, what circumstances may do to us, because God has said, he is our helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And so today, if part of your problem is the fear of man or the fear of circumstances, the fear about material things, what you need simply is God. God is your protection. I am thy shield. And God is your provision. I am your exceedingly great reward. God took Abraham out. It was night. In verse 5, God said, look now toward heaven. You know, it has to be dark to see the stars. Look now toward heaven. Abraham, don't look within and don't look around and don't look back and don't look ahead. Those things will only create fear. Look up. Just look up. I am your shield. I am your exceedingly great reward. You do not have to be afraid.